Hi, welcome to my podcast, Absolute Parenting, The Shit No One Tells You. Episode 24, Weaning Part 2. And don't forget, if you like what you're hearing, then please subscribe or follow me on social media so you can share it with anyone that you think may find it helpful. You will find me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter with the handle at Absolute Parenting. Don't forget, the brand spanking new Absolute Parenting website is here. Type in absoluteparentingclub.com. So guys, weaning. Wow. You know what? It is actually quite a big topic. As I was saying in the first podcast, I personally found my feeding journey to be relatively easy and pretty pain-free. But in saying that, you know, that did happen quite a few years ago now for me, so maybe my memory could be a bit fuzzy. Everyone experienced the whole journey differently. Now, I know a lot of my mummy friends struggled, and they are, or some are, still struggling. So I thought it is a good idea to revisit this topic with my friend Mango, who I invited on the podcast before, who is currently going through some feeding hell with her 1-year-old. Hi Mango, welcome back to the show, and thank you so much for having, well, just thank you so much for coming on again and have a chat with me.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me back. Wow. I must have said something useful the first time.
Oh yeah, definitely. No, definitely. Well, no, because this topic is actually a topic that has been quite popular on the podcast and is weaning. And I know, obviously, you're going through that stage at the moment, so I thought, perfect.
Oh yeah, definitely. I've got lots of material right from dinner time today. I've got lots I can tell you about.
Because you know what, I mean, obviously both minds are, you know, much older now, and I will have to be honest and say I don't remember my kind of weaning journey being overly difficult. I don't think, from what I can remember, like it was pretty it was like pretty smooth sailing most of the way.
That sounds good. I feel like, yeah, I would say mine's probably been like, it's tricky, isn't it? Because I feel like I don't have much to compare it to because I've got one baby. But at the same time, there are days when it definitely feels really challenging and other days when it just feels like a dream. So I think it just really varies.
But you know what? I think that sounds like weaning, like altogether. I mean, when I say it's smooth sailing, I'm not saying it is like, you know, bloody every day, you know, like picture perfect. No, it wasn't like that at all. But I think what I mean by that is that in general there wasn't like major hiccups, I would say. But yeah,
yeah.
I think with my two daughters, they definitely go through one day, oh, I love eating this, and the next day, oh, I hate it. And I'm like, how can you love eating this one day?
Yeah. And then hate it. And then like different portions, you know, different foods. One day they'll like inhale something, the next day it's like just picking at it. It's so variable, isn't it?
I know. And I can never, and I was like, what have I done to this food today? It is exactly the same. Just eat it.
Yeah, it's definitely, I think of all the kind of baby related stuff, it's definitely taught me a lot about patience. And probably the fact that I'm not the most patient person, but it's definitely, yeah, taught me a lot about the importance of that.
I mean, I agree, patience, yeah, definitely. I don't know, I think I'm starting to lose it more and more as like parenthood progress.
No, you're supposed to tell me it gets easier, so you're supposed to tell me it gets better.
You know what, I don't know, I think I like to say it changes.
Yeah, definitely.
It changes everything, and it, I don't know, you know, different stages they just change, don't they? It's not always going to be the same, I think. But yeah. Some aspects it does get better, definitely. But yeah, I think it just changed in general. But anyway, so with the whole weaning thing, so when did you start to wean your baby? Was it like 4 months or 5 months, 6 months?
Yeah, so with my daughter, I think it was pretty textbook really at the start, in that I basically started right when she was 6 months.
Yeah.
Because I think, you know, they say that, you know, if they're showing signs before that, then, you know, feel free to give them stuff. But she wasn't really showing many signs, I didn't think. But it was, it just happened. It sort of coincided with the 6 month mark that, you know, she started, I think, taking a bit more interest in, like, when we were eating, you know, looking interested at us. You know, by that time, she was, like, picking up basically everything was just going in her mouth, like, toys-wise, you know, just picking stuff up. Everything was going towards her mouth. And I think the main thing I was wanting to make sure was that she could, like, sit up well as well.
Yeah.
'Cause I guess, you know, I think new parents are always nervous around things like choking risk and that kind of thing. So, yeah, I just wanted to make sure she could, sit upright properly, you know, support her, like, head, her neck and all that stuff. And then I just sort of started from there. So it was pretty much exactly on 6 months. I think it was literally, like, the day of her 6 month birthday. I was like, right, we're going to start the process.
Well, that's fair enough. I mean, with my daughter number one, I started her at 4 months just because she had reflux. Couldn't cope anymore with the just the milk. So I was like, you're having solid. And you know what? It actually really helped her with her reflux. And she did actually stop puking up. So that was amazing.
I've heard that it can help them when they're ill. So, I mean, my daughter obviously did have some kind of reflux and digestive issues as well. I think we were, so basically she had some issues in early life that made it difficult for her to gain weight. So
I think, on top
of everything, we were a bit paranoid about her weight gain as well.
Yeah.
So I kind of quite liked that I could control how much milk she was having and just keep, you know, pumping her with milk. I think that's why I just sort of ended up just waiting till around the 6 month mark to then sort of see what she did. And she seemed fine with that as well.
That's good. That's the thing, they're all different as well. It's just a guessing game. I actually found weaning really was just a guessing game. It is like what food to give them in the beginning. And I just remember thinking, I don't know. I just remember I brought some of the pouches.
I think I'm trying to remember the early days now. I was pretty clueless at first. And then, just did a lot of, I just read quite a few bits on, like, Instagram and stuff. And I think a couple of friends had bought me some weaning, like, recipe books and that kind of thing. I went from those.
I was just saying with the whole weaning thing, I think in the beginning I just wasn't that dedicated to make my own food.
Which I think is fine because they eat so little of it anyway in why am I going to spend hours slaving away over this?
That was actually my thought process. I was like, right, you know what? I'm just going to try this out. So I'm just going to buy some pouches. You know, they're there for a reason. And I thought, I think once she got the hang of it and liked a certain taste, then I started to make my own food.
Yeah.
So did you?
And I think that's fine. I think so. We started out with, so I'd read some stuff around, like, you know, you should try and feed them vegetables first because they naturally like the sweeter fruits and stuff. So I think, to start with, I just, she basically just had like purees of different vegetables. So it sounds really boring now, but so one day it'd be like mushed broccoli, the next day, like mushed, like, courgette or whatever it was. And I mean, at the beginning we're talking about literally just, you know, tasting really and just making a mess rather than actually eating. I wouldn't say that she actually, you know, ate anything properly for actually quite a while. So when I say, like, starting at 6 months, she actually still had that tongue thrust reflex where the natural reflex is just to push their tongue forwards when you put something in their mouth. So she had that for quite a while still. So it was still another few weeks after that she actually sort of learned to take the food in. I guess you have to sort of remember, you know, they're learning an entirely new skill from scratch. And actually, you know, we don't think about it, but no. For a baby, there's actually quite a lot of different, you know, steps involved with actually eating and like moving the food around the mouth and swallowing and all of that stuff.
Actually, you know what? Yeah, you are right. And you know what? I actually never really thought about it, I suppose. Yeah, no,
yeah,
I didn't.
Go on, carry on.
No, I'm just saying, I guess it is such a natural thing for us as adults. And yeah, I guess that is something that I neglected to think about actually when I was weaning my two daughters.
Yeah. So I think that was something that I just tried to remember because I used to get really impatient.
We all do.
Really frustrated.
It is frustrating.
And I mean, to be honest, I still do. You know, this evening being an example. But like, I used to just try and remind myself that like, it really is an entirely like new skill. And, you know, why should she know how to swallow things or anything? So yeah, it was, so like I say, it was 6 months and then plus a couple of weeks before she actually let like the spoon go in and actually, you know, swallowed things properly.
Oh, bless. So would you say your feeding journey so far has been easy or like moderately easy or very challenging? Please elaborate.
probably somewhere in the middle. I think I've personally found it quite challenging because I know that I am not the most patient person in the world.
None
and I think
are.
You really need a lot of patience, or certainly with my daughter. Like, I mean, I see plenty of like Instagram stories of, you know, babies being really interested in food and guzzling it down and reaching for things and reaching for spoons and all this stuff, and that is not my daughter at all. So
and
now,
that's
I'm
fair
really
enough.
Into my food, so I was really gutted at first because I was like, oh my god, like my daughter just has zero interest in food, and I really wanted her to be like a foodie, and I'm hoping one day she will be. But yeah, I mean, it's just been so variable. I mean, there'll be days when, you know, she's really not that interested at all, or, you know, she'll stop eating like pretty soon after we've started and just refuse the rest. She'll go through phases. I think sometimes it's linked to teething where maybe she's just off her food and there'll be, you know, 2-3 days where I'll just feel like she's hardly eaten anything at all. And then I get really frustrated at myself
and worried,
and then exactly, and it just, you know, the more you try and push it on them, the more they'll refuse it. So then I'm also trying to hold myself back from forcing her to eat it, because I think that's probably the worst thing I could do, because then that'll just put her off altogether. So it's just this cycle at meal time sometimes.
Oh no. Is that what happened this evening?
So she's much older now. She's now, what, 14, 15 months.
God, yeah,
but
she
yeah,
is.
This evening after sort of 4 or 5 spoons of dinner, just decided, no, she didn't want to eat anymore.
That's it. That's it. I'm done, mummy.
Yeah. So, I mean, we tried all sorts. Like, this is the thing. You just start getting creative. You start, you know, we've tried different, like, background music. We've tried, like, different, like, toys, books and stuff, even though they say, you know, you shouldn't distract them, but we've tried distracting her.
I used to distract my two, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you have to, you know, you take a break, you come back. So nothing really worked. And then in the end, we just started having our dinner.
Yeah.
At which point you started watching us. And then I ended up feeding her stuff from my plate. And she had a few nibbles of that. So that was something.
Yeah.
Oh, and then we actually managed to get a yogurt into her afterwards for dessert.
Hooray.
So then I felt, okay.
That's a win.
It just took a long time. Oh, my God.
You know what?
And by that time, you know, they've been in the high chair for ages, so they're getting restless. Oh, and that was it. And then afterwards, when I've just taken her upstairs, turned out she'd pooed. So I think that might have been behind the whole thing. So I probably should have checked that earlier.
Oh, yeah. So the poo factor and everything else,
yeah,
probably.
Live and learn. So there's usually some reason why it's going on, but it's just hard to remember that in the moment when you're like, come on, just eat this. You ate it 2 nights ago without problem.
But hey, she ate that yogurt though, so she can't be that bad.
Yeah, exactly. She'll eat the yogurt. She'll eat things like toast and things like that, but yeah, not the actual nutritious meal. Oh, well.
You know what? Even now, my daughter, like, what, they're 6 and 3. Sometimes they're the same at dinner time. They say, just eat the vegetables, please. It is.
See, I'm hoping because I started her on some vegetables first that she will actually like vegetables in the future. I don't think it'll work like that, but who knows? I'm hoping so.
Actually, you know what? What you were saying about whole giving them vegetable first, because obviously fruit, yeah, they're sweet, so of course they're going to love it. You know what? Yeah. Yeah, I didn't even think about that, and I don't think I... Yeah, I don't know. I didn't even think about it, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I think as long as... I mean, people just say try them on, like, a variety of tastes,
yeah,
which I think is a good idea, right? I mean, it doesn't matter really if it's vegetables or whatever, but
yeah,
I think... Just because at that age, they don't know what anything should taste like. And they don't know that sweet things are, like, naughty or anything. Like, they don't have any of those associations. So,
no, they
yeah,
don't.
I think just a variety is the best thing, isn't it?
I think, remember when I was weaning, I was more focused on the texture. I was like, right, I am going to make sure you try every single texture you can. Obviously, yeah, I mean, obviously, when she was 4 months, I didn't, like, give her, like, a lump of food. I'm like, there you go, see if you choke on that. But no, it wasn't like that. Yeah,
like, move them up.
Move them up the rank. But yeah, no, it wasn't like that at 4 months. But I just remember I was quite focused on, as, you know, my two daughters were getting bigger, I'll just kind of add in a bit more texture and a bit more texture. Because I think something that I've read is that they can be quite fussy on textures of food.
Yeah. I think that's right. And this, I think that's partly why. So I did, like, you know, a lot of people talk about baby led weaning versus, like, the spoon feeding.
Mm.
So we went for a mixed approach, basically. So
we did as well.
When I used to do the purees, I also gave her, like, a physical, like, piece of the veg to start with. So thinking back, I don't know how I had time to do all this actually, but at the time, you know, I'd do, like, pureed broccoli and then give her some florets of broccoli on the side.
Yeah.
And I think that was probably quite good. So, I mean, initially she had, like, no interest in the finger food. She'd just have the spoon.
Yeah.
And then after, I think I remember after about a month, it completely switched and she wasn't interested in the spoon anymore, but she wanted to just pick everything up herself and try and feed herself.
Yeah.
And that's when I had to be, you know, really vigilant on choking, because she'd be, like, stuffing this massive floret of broccoli in her mouth. And I'm just like, oh, my God, you're not going to eat that. So I used to just make sure everything was, like, super soft. And now we do a bit of a mix now, really. So some things she'll pick up herself and then other things I'll spoon feed.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she is still small, definitely. I mean, no, we did both as well, but a bit differently.
Yeah.
I think with me, what I didn't understand with the whole baby-led weaning thing was, because I think every single mums that I have met that have done that, I just remember, like, seeing them eating, and I was thinking to myself, wow, that food is going everywhere. Is it actually going in your mouth?
Yeah, I'm with you. I think that's why I didn't do fully baby-led weaning, because I just, like... There is no way you're actually going to eat anything if I leave it up to you.
Well, that's the thing. I remember I sat there and watched one of my friends, like, you know, she was, you know, all on board baby-led weaning and stuff like that. And I'm like, okay, you know, that's fine. I didn't do that. But then I just sat there and watched, like, her little boy doing baby-led weaning or feeding. Yeah. I just couldn't understand. I was thinking... Okay, so he had a whole meal, but is he actually full? Because it looks like most of it gone on the floor, the chair, and everywhere on his bib, but his in his mouth.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, baby-led or spoon-fed, the mess, oh my God, the mess is insane.
It's insane. I don't
know how you feed them, right? Getting very used to wiping the kitchen floor basically 3 times a day.
Yeah absolutely
and the baby and the high chair and the table and sometimes the ceiling. Not the ceiling, I'm joking.
I know that happened, but I've seen it happen before.
Me and my hair, I mean, God knows how it happens.
Oh, the joy of motherhood. But yeah, no, I think for me, I just never understood a baby weaning, like baby-led weaning thing, because, I mean, I understand the concept behind it. Like, okay, yeah, you should get them interested in the food and you should get them to, you know the texture and all that kind of stuff. Like, I get the concept. I am fully on board. But I think I just couldn't understand, like, how much of that food that they are actually eating. I just didn't understand that.
Yeah. No, I think that's why I went for a mix as well. I know it works for some people, but yeah. I think, yeah, like I said, because we were just hyper vigilant about her weight gain and stuff as well. So, yeah, I just went for the mix, really.
Yeah, no, we did both as well, just purely for the fact that I couldn't understand how that baby is.
That was getting in her.
Yeah, I just didn't understand how my two daughters was like going to be full by just. If I just let them to do whatever they want. So now she's obviously like over one. Do you think she actually developed like her own taste in food?
Yes and no. I think she's quite good at trying different tastes and like different flavours. Like, I don't feel like she dislikes the taste of anything yet.
Okay, that's good.
I think it's more, like I say, I think it's more like her mood swings or when she's teething or something. Then there's stuff that, like, I know she really likes and I know that she's eaten maybe 2 days before, like we were saying, where suddenly she'll say no. But I don't feel like that's because of the taste, if that makes sense. I think it's more like the circumstances.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and I think in terms of taste, I think it really, I think, again, she's going through phases. Mm-hmm. So... at the moment, like, if I take fruit, for example, she really loves strawberries at the moment.
Oh, but God, before, I thought you might too,
she
actually.
She would never even take a strawberry or touch one or anything.
Yeah.
So she used to love banana, and now she'll just chuck banana straight on the floor. So I think I just have to end up giving her so much variety and just hope that one thing will actually go in her mouth and the rest of them might go on the floor until next week and then it might all change. Yeah. So, yeah, I would just say it can be pretty varied even now. I don't know, are your girls like that now still?
Now, oh, God, you know what? Now they're 6 and 3. I would say, no, they're pretty good now. They got like into good habit. I would actually say the older one, she is like much better. Whereas the younger one being 3, sometimes I think what I find now at this stage with them too, with eating, is that if the older one is saying something like, oh, I don't like mushrooms, and the second one not even touched it, but because she hear her sister says it, and she's like, I don't like mushrooms, mummy. And I'd be like, you have not even tried it. And she'd be like,
that's,
I don't like it.
Having two now, see.
That's the thing, having two that can interact now. That is the problem.
It's a whole new danger.
It is, honestly. Or the fight vice versa. If the younger one said, oh, I don't like tomato, and then immediately the old one, oh, I don't like tomato either, mummy. And I'd be like, you have not even touched it. Just please eat it. It's like, it is tomato, but perhaps just a different size tomato, okay? Like a plum tomato. Just eat it. Yeah, so
sounds tricky.
So it changes, I think, with the whole, you know, eating thing. But like in general, like I said, I would consider myself to have quite a smooth kind of sailing of a journey, I would say. Like, yeah. Nothing that, I don't know, that I thought, oh, bloody hell, you know, this, actually, no, it is stressful, but nothing that I thought, oh, wow, you know, is really horrendous, I suppose.
Yeah, that's really good. I think, this is the thing, it might just be me and just knowing that I'm not the most patient person in the world.
But you know what,
but still just get so frustrated sometimes.
But it is frustrating. You know what? I remember one of the most frustrating thing that I have experienced with my two daughters is that, I mean, I don't know. I mean, the impression I have from a lot of mums is that, oh, every baby's love eating spaghetti bolognese. Okay. This is the impression I have. It's like, oh, pasta dish, always a winner. Oh, yeah, spaghetti bolognese. Oh, all baby loves it. I was like, oh, okay, yeah, you know, I'm going to give it a go. Yeah, I gave it a go. They hated it, both of them. And I literally tried, I don't know, so many different recipes. I even try like vegan mints and like, you know, everything. And they just hated it.
Yeah. I think this is the thing. I think part of the frustration for me as well was always just that you spend so long making their meals. Because like you, I mean, I have like pouches and stuff, and I think there's nothing wrong with that. But then I always tried to make her food fresh. Like when she was eating, you know, I'd make her food fresh. I'd like make a batch, you know, freeze it. Had like my organized freezer with like, you know, the little pots ready and stuff.
Yeah.
So I used to put so much effort in as well, you know, buy fresh, like organic vegetables and all this stuff. And then when they just reject it and it all ends up, you know, in their hair and on the floor and in the bib, I think it just, yeah, it's just that frustration. I can't describe where you're like, just eat it.
It's so frustrating. You know what, actually? I guess, you know what, there was an incident that happened not that long ago, actually, about a month ago, maybe. I mean, I suppose I don't see it as weaning now because, like, they're obviously eating food. But I guess it's still part of the whole eating journey. So, yeah, I think, like a month ago, like, honestly, my second one, she's just going through this I don't like anything stage. And I remember, but the thing is, though, I mean, I'm quite organised like you. So on Sunday, I would do like a dinner plan. So then I have like the week kind of planned out just so it's easier to work around my work as well, because I don't have to think about, it's like an extra thing to think about, isn't it?
Exactly. It's just good. And it helps your shopping as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, so I had it all planned out. And then that week, honestly, every single dish I made, she didn't like it, even though she have had them maybe in the last like couple of weeks.
I haven't
done anything differently. And then one day I thought I'll be a bit more creative, and I done them a dish that was like my childhood favorite, and I'm like, oh my god, this is gonna be a winner because it tastes so amazing. Like I loved it as a kid. I asked my mum for you can see where it's going, don't you? I asked my mum for a recipe. So I put a lot of effort into like doing it, and then here comes dinner time, and then she literally, then I took one bite and said, "I don't like it, mummy." And then that evening, I'm not even joking, I actually lost it. I actually lost my shit to a point where I just literally raised my voice quite loudly at her, and I had to walk off.
Yeah, you needed a timeout.
Yeah, I just had to walk off. So my husband had to deal with it. I said, I can't deal with this. I said, it's been like it for a week. And I said, I spent so much time trying to plan dinners, make dinner. And I don't know. I mean, I know sometimes when it gets like that, it is me, is how I feel as a mother. Because I'm stressed because obviously I'm trying to work. I'm trying to, you know, still do the house stuff.
Yeah.
And making dinner is so time consuming as well.
Yeah. No, I totally get you. And I think that's where it's so good to have like a tag team with your partner as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because we're like that sometimes as well. So my husband's good. He gets involved in feeding and things as well.
Yeah.
But sometimes when she is in that mood and you just hit a wall and it's just so soul destroying that she just won't take it, that you just be like, okay, I just need to step away and just sub in the other parent and just be like, right, you try this.
I know you.
You know, and that person can come in with like clean slate, start from scratch, happy, relaxed, all that stuff, try again. But yeah, it is definitely useful having that backup, isn't it?
It is so helpful. Honestly, I keep thinking about, I just don't know how single parents can do it.
Yeah, I totally agree.
I just, honestly, I admire all the single mums, single dads. Like, amazing.
Yeah, totally.
But that incident, I obviously stormed off. Yeah, so I stormed off and I actually locked myself in our bedroom.
Oh, bless.
I just,
but sometimes you just need that, you just need that time out to calm down, don't you? Because you don't want to take it too far and then suddenly, you know, they start hating meal times or anything like that. Because I think that was the thing I was conscious of as well, that I didn't want to create like negative, a negative thing around like meal times. But despite my best efforts, she still just isn't really into food. So,
you know what? Yeah, I mean, I don't know, I have got friends that, you know, that they said that, their baby's just not a foodie person. And I think, I think one friend told me, you know, she said that her son never ever sat down and like would eat a proper meal, like breakfast, lunch and dinner. And he rather snack. He's like a snacker.
So just like grazing through the day.
Yeah, just throughout the day, he would just have like nibbles of things. So yeah, I don't know. That could be it, maybe. I don't know.
It's so hard. It is hard
to know, and there's no way of truly knowing or understand what they're thinking.
It comes back again to that thing of every baby's different, isn't it? Stating the obvious, but yeah, I think that's a tricky thing, you know, seeing other babies that are just really into their food and, you know, holding spoons by themselves and everything. So it's tricky.
I mean, I think compare my two daughters, I think the first one, she was definitely a lot more into food than the second. I think even now it actually kind of shows as well. Even now, even now they're much older. I would say the old one is still like way more into her food. But then it's quite helpful in a way, because I think the younger one sees her like trying new things and she's more willing to do it as well.
That's true. Yeah, it probably works both ways, doesn't it? Yeah. As well as mummy, I don't like tomato. It also means she'll try new things. So maybe there is a bonus as well.
Oh, yeah, no, there is a pros and con in things like that. Because I think sometimes if they just see each other try new things, and oh, yeah, I'll try it because, you know, my sister's doing it. So, yeah, it does work both ways. I don't think there is a winning formula to weaning, or there is a textbook method that will just work.
Yeah, definitely. But definitely, I wish there was.
I know, but I guess sometimes I think as well, you know, even us as adults, we certainly have our own likes and dislikes with food. And I guess babies the same, aren't they? And we have days that we just don't fancy eating something. But I guess
just want to sit down and have like cereal for dinner.
Yeah, absolutely. Like beans on toast for, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
Beans on toast every day for dinner for like 5 days.
Just because you can.
Just because,
yeah, I think you're right.
But
I think you're right. And then it kind of depends what they've been doing as well, doesn't it? Like if they've been running around all day or just not doing much. So
it is. I don't know, it is frustrating. But no, I actually do remember when I was weaning my first daughter, I actually used to feel quite bad that I like give her pretty much like the same stuff every day. Because sometimes I'll like make a batch, and the batch could like, it could last like, I don't know, 4 or 5 days sometimes, I guess, depending on what it is. But definitely minimum 3 days. And sometimes I'm like, oh shit, should I really be giving you the same stuff for like 3 or 4 days in a row? I was thinking, it's a bit boring, isn't it?
Oh, I know what you mean. It is that there is like pressure, isn't there? So yeah, I always used to try and give like, oh, variety, like, oh, I can't give her this, I gave it her yesterday. So yeah, I think that's why I just crammed our freezer full of stuff.
I definitely used to feel bad when I batch make stuff, and then if I don't have time, I'm a bit time poor and I can't make anything else, I'll be like, oh, I'm really sorry, but you have to have this for like the next, I don't know, 20 million days. But oh, I don't know, just yeah, weaning is definitely an interesting process. But one thing I would say is, you know, obviously I weaned my first daughter at 4 months, and yeah, she's she's all right. Because I know the guidelines is 6 months. And I was quite reluctant to do it that early, actually. But I just couldn't cope with the reflux anymore. And then...
Yeah.
And I think with the first daughter, because I did wean her at 4 months. And the second one, I was thinking, well, actually, she survived the first one. I think we're all right.
I mean, I think you just sort of have to go with your gut on some things, don't you?
Oh, yeah, so definitely.
I think if you feel they're ready and they're showing the signs, then, yeah, I mean, I think there's no harm.
I think the second one, I don't think she really shows signs. Just for, well, I was weaning your sister at, like, 4 months, so I'm sure you'll be fine. You just had to suck it up.
So you just went for it.
Yeah, I thought, you just had to suck it up, love. It's just the second one.
I'm impressed. I would have just kept her on milk as long as possible. It's just so much easier. There's no big cleanup.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I was still breastfeeding her when I was weaning her. Obviously, you kind of have to, yeah. Don't you? But yeah. But I just thought, I just like wean you. It's fine. Like your sister survived. Like she's still here. But anyways, so. If you could start the whole weaning process again, would you do anything differently? Like use a different method or?
Good question. I think I would definitely do the kind of mixed feeding still that we're talking about. I think one thing actually I'd do differently is we stupidly spent a lot of money and a lot of time on choosing like the right high chair and we took so long like comparing stuff online, and then like my mum and my mom-in-law, you know, they both wanted to buy the high chair for my daughter because it's going to be a gift from them. So anyway, so we bought this like spangly new high chair, and basically we bought the antelope chair from IKEA that loads of people have,
yeah,
that's like 12 quid from IKEA. We bought one of those for my mum's house as like the backup chair. So I was like, oh, it's only 12 quid, we'll just, it means we don't have to, you know, cart ours to whenever we come to your house.
Absolutely.
And basically I think she actually prefers the 12 quid chair rather than the 150 quid chair. So I think if I could do anything differently, it would be, don't spend so much money and time on getting all the, like, you know, sparkly equipment stuff that you see, because you really don't need it. So, yeah, just like the basic 12 quid IKEA chair.
£12 IKEA chair.
And it's easier to clean. So.
Oh, yeah, they are so easy to clean, aren't they? They're just so basic. It's like, yeah, just give it a wipe, done.
There's so much stuff, like, for weaning, isn't there? Like, all these beautiful, like, plates and bowls utensils and all this stuff. And, I mean, they really don't need any of it to start with, right? They're just going to smear stuff over the tray and all that stuff. So
absolutely.
I think it's just so easy to get carried away buying all this stuff, isn't it? You just don't need any of it to start with.
No, and you know what? One thing I wish I did differently was to buy less pots. I don't know.
I just get carried away.
Got carried away, and I think I just kept thinking, okay, well, I'm gonna need to have this many pots because I'm probably gonna do a batch of food for maybe perhaps this many days, and then perhaps I need this pot for like this kind of food. Oh, and perhaps I might need this size pot for going out because it's like a bigger size, and perhaps I need this pot. I just couldn't believe how many pots I've got at the end.
Oh, see, this is a thing with being in a pandemic. I haven't actually managed to take her many places, so we don't have many travel pots at all.
Honestly, I remember we doing a clean out during lockdown, and I was like, "Fucking hell! How much money did we spend on pots?" And like, I think the most ridiculous thing was that all those little pots. I don't know. I just think, actually, what a waste of money, because I could have just put it in a normal pot.
So they say ice cube trays are apparently a good thing, and then you just pop out like 4 ice cubes or something. So there's my money saving trip on pots.
Yeah, but those days are gone for me now.
Yeah, long gone. long gone.
They're long gone now, but it could be a handy tip for whoever's listening.
Exactly. Ice cube trays.
Yeah, use ice cube trays, people, okay? Because don't buy loads of pots. That was...
don't buy pots.
Don't buy about, I don't know, 50 different size, shape, colour pots.
Oh, bless.
Actually, you know what? I also remember I brought the exact same pot in 3 different colours because my daughter didn't like one colour.
Oh, what a good mum you are.
So I don't know. I've been trying to make it a bit more exciting by buying like different colour. And I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, for me, I think definitely I would buy less pots. There's just no need.
Yeah, absolutely. There's so much of that stuff. And then it's all that like really nice like bamboo stuff looks so pretty and all of that. And I mean, as soon as you have like one dish of whatever it is, like pasta with like pasta tomato sauce, it gets like discolored like straight away. So yeah, it's just so easy to get carried away on this stuff.
Actually, I forgot to ask you, now she's like one, does she like genuinely just genuinely eat what you guys are eating at dinner time, like same stuff?
Not always. It's mostly because I like to just, I think I'm probably less organized about what my husband and I are eating. So it's nice to just be like planned in advance. So I do tend to do the batch cooking for my daughter still, like on a Sunday or something.
Yeah.
But where it is, where it does make sense, then we might have the same thing. And I might just have to, like I say, still like mush hers a bit. She's not fully there on Texas yet, obviously. But so not all the time. So I'd say sometimes because, like I say, it's still more convenient just to batch cook stuff.
I agree, actually. At that age, I do actually. I agree.
I do try and expose her to different flavors and things, so like spices and herbs and things like that, so she's quite good with like different flavors and that kind of stuff. So
would you say, but I bet she actually loves eating food off your plate though, right? Because they all do.
So sometimes like if she's paused, like even today we tried it, you know, you pretend that whatever you were feeding her was actually on your plate. And then you try and feed it her from your plate. But I think she's twigged now. She's quite clever now. She can tell them we're trying to trick her. Like, hang on a minute, mummy. That's the same thing you tried to feed me a minute ago.
No, mummy.
I think she's going too clever for us now.
Oh, bless. They're always, my two girls the same, just always like love eating whatever's on our plate.
Yeah.
And there are times where they are eating the exact same thing, but maybe just more cut up or mush up or whatever. And they'd be like, no, this is different. But no, this is exactly the same.
But mummy, yours looks so much nicer.
Yeah, your one looks so much like presented, mummy. My one looks like, I don't know, a pile of shit.
I just help myself. I don't know. At this stage, I'm just like, whatever goes in, you can have my food. Please have it. Just whatever goes in, it's fine.
Yeah. I definitely remember those days. It's just like, sure, whatever you have, whatever you want off my plate, I don't care.
Exactly.
Just make sure you eat something so you're not hungry. But obviously, I'm guessing for her, she still have her night feed, doesn't she, before bedtime?
Yeah, exactly. So that was, so I left daddy doing the night feed when I started chatting to you, so it was like, yes, just get the milk in her, it'll be fine.
I actually remember that stage as well, is sometimes just like, oh, you know what, whatever, you're having milk late anyway and they're pretty filling, so sod it, can't be bothered to stress. So finally, what word of wisdom would you give to parents-to-be that are listening or parents that are about to embark on this, like, weaning journey?
So I guess apart from the ice cube tray thing that we've already discussed and the IKEA high chair tip, both very important, then I guess I think I would say a bit like what we touched on before, just try not to compare your weaning journey with anyone else's, because I think that's what I also really struggled with, was just, you know, hearing like my other NCT mums or, you know, other babies you know, portion sizes or what they were eating or how much or how many times a day. I think just because, you know, babies are just so different, it's really easy just to put too much pressure on yourself.
Yeah.
So I think that's what I really struggled with.
Oh, bless you. But you are so right, though. And I think that rule also applies to everything else in parenthood. Just don't compare yourself to other parents. And don't compare your baby to other babies as well, because they are all different. And I mean, even in the beginning when I said, oh yeah, I think it was pretty smooth, but actually now we're talking, thinking about it, actually, you know what, everything you said,
you remember all those frustrating meal times, they all come back to you.
but I guess, because I keep thinking, oh, weaning is like when they're small, but yeah, I guess even now it's just like a continual, you know, kind of food eating journey, and it's just different. Now it is just different. It definitely is just different.
Yeah, and I think there were some other good words of wisdom that I read somewhere that was basically, you decide how much food to cook and let the baby decide how much food to eat. Yeah. And I try to just remember those. That's something that really helped me actually when I'm getting like really frustrated. So I decide how much food to cook and put on her plate, but at the end of the day, and I should just kind of let go then. And it's up to her to decide how much of that she actually wants to like swallow. And I try and just, I mean, it's easy to say that now, I'm sure I'll be frustrated again tomorrow night, but I found that really helpful to try and keep in my mind when she's kind of throwing things around, that, you know, okay, it's fine, I've done my bit, I've put it in front of her, and now it's up to her, type thing.
I think sometimes as parents, though, like, I totally agree with what you said. Yeah. But I think sometimes as parents, I think it's because we care too much.
Yeah.
I think I have spent like a lot of time to prepare this meal. So it is to do with how I feel. And then secondly, yeah, you just can't help but worry, because I guess especially for you guys who obviously have had a lot of like, you know, weight gaining issues and stuff like that, you can't help but worry. And
exactly.
And I think even for me, you know, with my two, sometimes I don't know if they, I don't, for example, like now my daughter, you know, the eldest one, she's in school. Sometimes if she come back, you know, with a like lunch bag with like an apple inside still or with something else, and I'll be like, I'll be like, are you hungry? Like, are you okay?
Oh, no. Yeah.
I think,
that's totally natural, isn't it?
I think it's just a natural thing that you worry. And I think that is what kind of causes the stress when you see that they're not eating it. And there's loads of factors, I think, why it is very stressful, I think.
Yeah, exactly. So I've had to really make a conscious effort to find ways to make it a less stressful experience. And I mean, judging by this evening, I'm still searching for more ways. So it's definitely an ongoing live issue in our house. But hopefully we'll get there, and she'll be loving her food, even if she eats it off my plate. But yeah, hopefully it will happen.
It will happen. But you know what? I mean, no, like I said, I think with the whole eating, weaning, food journey, yeah, it just changes, I think, as they get older. And obviously, as I was talking to you, yeah, I actually remember, yeah, like, you know, that incident that happened like a month ago. Honestly, I was so angry. I was so angry because it's been like a whole week of just, no, I don't like it, mummy. And I'm like, it's just frustrating, and you just can't help it. And I think it is just because you worry about them as well. Yeah, I think a lot of it. True.
And then, yeah, and you totally want to kill them. And then at the end of the meal, she's just sitting there with like her bib on, and she's got like food smeared all over her face and like in her hair. And she just looks at you and she's just so bloody cute. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh my God, I wanted to kill you. Mm-hmm. Like literally just like 5 minutes ago. And now suddenly she just like melts you. It's like, oh, it's amazing, really.
Oh, yeah.
You can go from like such extreme emotions in such a short space of time.
Oh yeah, it is like a parenthood, I find, it's like a proper love-hate relationship.
It really is, isn't it? It's just so infuriating 1 second, and then they just look at you with their like avocado smeared face, and you're just like, hi.
And you're like, I hated you about 20 seconds ago, and now I don't hate you.
And now you're so gorgeous. Yeah, that literally just happened to us tonight.
Oh, bless you guys. Well, you know what? I think I will say to end this podcast is that, yeah, weaning, I think, is difficult. And I think the whole eating journey just, yeah, changes to different forms or whatever as I get older. And it is
Heavy.
funny. I guess I have forgotten quite a bit, perhaps. And
Yeah,
now,
it sounds like it. You've remembered all the good parts, apparently.
well, apparently that does happen, isn't it? You're just supposed to remember like the cute stuff and the good stuff, and so then nature makes you have like another one. That is
Makes you
how,
have another child.
and that is how I obviously end up having two. But that is it. I'm not having a third. So, yeah. But anyway, but thank you so much for sharing your experience with us again, Mango.
Oh, no, thank you for having me.
I hope you all enjoyed listening to this podcast. I hope you will all tune in again. And don't forget, if you like what you're hearing, then please subscribe or follow me on social media so you can share it with anyone that you think may find it helpful. You will find me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter with the handle at Absolute Parenting. Don't forget, the brand spanking new Absolute Parenting website is here. Hooray! It is live. Yay! So if you want to check it out, then please type in absoluteparentingclub.com.